Welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This is Mike Effner visiting now with Norwalk boys basketball coach Aaron Pelzer during the winter break here. And it seems like it's been a while since you've played now. First part of the season, you guys went 4-3, 2-1 in the Little Hawkeye Conference. Just how would you assess those first seven games overall?
You know, to be honest, Mike, I'm pretty pleased with where we are, obviously. And I think a lot of coaches probably are in this situation when you reflect a little bit. We're probably, honestly, about eight plays away from being 7-0. So we've been in every game. I like how we're playing. There's some things that obviously we need to be better at. But if you would have told me beginning of the year that we'd get four wins before Christmas, I probably would have been pretty pleased with it. So I've tried to kind of keep that in mind as I'm looking back and thinking about all the what-ifs.
In the middle of it all, you had that four-game winning streak. So when you guys are at your best, what do you feel like is the MO of this team?
You know, we've been really good defensively. That's the one thing that I think has kind of our offense. Like I know I mentioned in a couple of post-game interviews that we're kind of a work in progress a little bit in determining our offensive identity. But I think we've been really good defensively, especially with guarding the dribble. I think we've rebounded a lot better than I kind of feared maybe we would. I'm happy with us on the defensive end. And I think that's probably the main reason we're sitting there with four wins right now is that our defense has been pretty solid and pretty consistent.
Haven't seen every game, but it seems like turnovers, ball handling is kind of a key for you on that offensive side, taking care of the basketball. When you have had some problems, that's kind of where it started.
Yeah, like in our turnovers, I talk to our guys a lot about it. A lot of our turnovers are just unforced. They're just careless. The word casual is the word that I use in practice a lot. We've got to get rid of our casual turnovers. I can live with aggressive turnovers and I can live with guys trying to make plays, but we've had a lot of turnovers just on inbounds plays and just simple little plays that shouldn't be happening. It's not like the defense is forcing us into a lot of those. So on the nights we take care of the ball, I think we're really hard to beat.
How has your Christmas break been going? You know, have you had a lot of scrimmages in there? Have you given them some days off as well? Just how have they looked?
Yeah, I think we've made progress. We took about 6 days off after that Valley game, came back on the 27th, and we've kind of been on the about a 2 day on, 1 day off type of thing here. We did have a stretch where I think we went 3 days in a row. A lot of it, the first couple of days, was just kind of getting our conditioning back and getting the Christmas break out of us a little bit. But we've obviously targeted some things that we think we need to be better at in the second half of the season. And I guess, you know, I feel like we made progress with some of those things, but it's really hard to tell until you get out there in a game situation. We did scrimmage Urbandale and that went pretty well for us. So it's just a matter of time. We just got to get out there and see where we are and assess. We feel like we've made the progress, but until we make it known on the court, we don't really know for sure.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk boys basketball coach Aaron Pelzer here. Beginning of 2025, we look back at before the Christmas break, a couple of frustrating games you kind of alluded to before, the Indianola game at Indianola, just weren't able to get much offense going that night, lose 37-32. Then the next day, less than 24 hours later, you're at West Des Moines Valley, you lead for all but about 20 seconds and you lose by three. It's got to have the guys, I guess, pretty hungry to get back out there.
Yeah, I think so. Those were the absolute tale of two different teams. So against Indianola, give Indianola credit, they guarded us like crazy, and we struggled offensively, and we just could not get any flow or rhythm on the offensive end. And it's frustrating when you look at the stats that you get beat by a team that shoots 23% from the field, but we did that night. But to the credit of the guys, we responded, and it didn't allow any fear or doubt to creep into their head the next day at Valley, because obviously, Valley is very, very good and has proven themselves over the last couple of years. And it's frustrating to look back on, but we were in control of that game for all but, like you said, about 30 seconds of it. And that's all it takes in the game of basketball, though.
Well, you've got a lot of teams are playing January 2nd, January 3rd. You guys have the weekend off. Your next game, January 7th, a Tuesday, home against Dallas Center Grimes, and that is always a war and always a battle for the conference lead. Last year, you guys tied them for the conference title. How much are you looking forward to playing the Mustangs again, and what can we expect from that game?
Well, hopefully no overtimes is what you can expect. It seems like every time we play them, there's a couple of overtimes involved. Coach Rankin does such a good job, and those guys execute everything that he wants them to execute. They're very well coached. They are throwing some new faces out there this year, kind of similar to us. But in terms of just the quality of the basketball team they put out there, they're kind of similar to us. I think that Joel, Coach Rankin, probably would agree that they can beat anybody on any given night, but if they're not ready to play, they can get beat by anybody on any given night. And it'll be fun. Like, anytime we get together and play, it usually results in a pretty good basketball game.
And then you get next Friday off again, a little Hawkeye Conference bye, but on Saturday, January 11th, you're going over to Cedar Rapids Kennedy to take on another Class 4A state power. You know,
sounds like fun, doesn't it, Mike?
It does. I mean, when did you decide to get that one on the schedule?
Well, it kind of just happened. We were supposed to play Ankeny in the second year of our agreement with Ankeny, but we just could not find a date that would work with them. So Kennedy kind of had reached out, and I know Coach McCowan just through the Martin Brothers AAU stuff a little bit, and he had kind of tried to talk to us about getting on the schedule previously, and it just really never worked with ours. And so this year we just decided to get a two-year agreement going, so I think they're coming to our place next year, and yeah, we'll go over there and see what we got. But like you said, they're really, really good again. So.
And January, always such a key month to get the team kind of primed up for the stretch run in February and going into postseason. What kind of things are you looking for here the next 3 or 4 weeks from the team to just keep getting better and improving?
I think defensively, we got to continue to guard the dribble and rebound. I think if we do those things, we can keep ourselves in a lot of games. We've proven we do a pretty good job when we're focused on that kind of stuff. I think offensively, we've got to get a little bit more. I don't know. I talked to the guys about giving them a little bit more freedom to play. I felt like sometimes in the first several games of the year, we were kind of bogging them down with all the things we wanted them to do. And a wise old man that used to do some games with you that I worked with forever reminded me that it's our job to teach them how to play, not what to do. And I think maybe we got caught up in telling them a little bit too much what to do. And so we've kind of released a little bit of the reins a little bit to them, to let them play a little bit more and just trust that they're playing good basketball, while also trying to kind of guide them to some of the actions we think are good for us. So hopefully we see a little bit more, not necessarily confidence, but more flow on the offensive end. I think at times we got bogged down a little bit in that first half of the season.
Well, I think Coach would still call himself a middle-aged man.
He's old.
I guess before I let you go, talk about a couple of your seniors, Grady Sigris and Cameron Thomas, leading the way for you with scoring averages of about 15 and 10 points a game. Kind of what you expected, but those two guys have really stepped up and done, and maybe exceeding even what you thought they might do.
Yeah, they're doing a really good job. I've been pleased with both of them. I think Grady's done a lot of things for us, not just on the offensive end, but he's obviously our leading rebounder. If you look at the Little Hawkeye Conference stats, he's pretty much in the top three in about every category. The only one I give him a hard time about is he's also in the top three in turnovers, mm-hmm. So we got to fix that a little bit. But he's doing a really good job of leading the team. And just, you know, he does give us that guy that can kind of get us a bucket when we need it. Doesn't always have to be a play run for him. He's really gotten strong at attacking the rim from certain spots in the floor, and it's just doing a nice job. And then Cameron's—I always thought Cameron was pretty efficient, but this year his efficiency is even higher. I think he's shooting almost 70% from the field, and when they're leaving him open, he's hit I think four out of five threes, or four out of six threes, or something like that. So just doing a really good job. Like those two guys were two guys that have been through the fire for 3 years now, so I kind of expected them to be our leaders a little bit, and they've done a nice job of doing that for us on the court.
Well, that's been Norwalk Boys Basketball Coach Aaron Pelzer. Thanks for your time. Any final thoughts on the Warriors?
No, we're excited to get back out there. As unexcited as we are maybe to think about going back to school, we're pretty excited about getting back out there on the floor and playing some basketball games.
Absolutely, Coach. Thanks a lot.